Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
After a year reading The Circle of Magic, we are taking some time off. But we don't want to leave you without anything, so this week, we're going back to some of our favorite moments from the first four seasons of Reading Circle Temple. In the meantime, don't forget to follow us on our social media pages so you can find out how to win our next sacred reading giveaway. And as always, remember, we do sometimes swear.
Thank you for joining the Circle of Friendship. I'm Anna.
And I'm MJ. And today we're going to be talking about Dodge's book.
Wait. Am I the right podcast?
No. What podcast are you from?
I'm from the Reading Circle Temple.
We're Circle of Friendship.
Wait. Are we on the right podcast? What's
Anna,
going on here?
And I don't think we're in the right place.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Reading Circle Temple. I'm Molly.
I'm Brittany.
Indy, you're muted.
You're muted.
Motherfucker, I'm Indy.
And I'm Goodwin.
And we are joined today by the Circle of Friendship.
Yay!
Let's steal a tree. Do we start with section 0.75?
Yes.
It's hopefully the last time we're going to do section 0.75. What in this chapter reminded you guys of our actual lives?
Basically just what we were talking about when he says, it's been a year. Well, it's been a year for coronavirus for us.
Yeah.
Not really that long for them, for their virus. But it's been a whole year of crazy shenanigans for them. That just really resonated with me, coronavirus being a year long for us.
The first step in our three-step reading process is reading like a novice, which is talking about our favorite parts of the book. So let's talk about the bath.
Well, I'm honestly going to just quote my favorite line. Briar started to back up. That stuff's unhealthy, he informed Nico. Maybe you wouldn't be so bony all the time, or be so bony if you stopped doing this all the time. Strongarms grabbed him. A holster had been standing behind the half-open door. My thinness has nothing to do with bathing.
Do you undress yourself, or must we do it for you? In the end, it took him and three hostlers to give Briar a thorough scrubbing with hot water and soap. The boy's curses, in five different languages, left Nico unmoved, though the hostlers were impressed. I never thought a person could do all them things, one of them said to another. They can't, leastways not all at once, replied his friend.
And my favorite part of all of that is Briar tells him as soon as we're out of SOTAT, me and you part ways, he told Nico. Even the street guard only tortures folks when they've done something.
I would say that my like was right after that. It was when Triss and Briar had that confrontation. She just points her finger at him without even really thinking about the consequences of what could happen, and Briar just instantly squaring up, grabbing her and saying, hey, you pointing at someone is basically a weapon, and you can't be pointing at people unless you're ready to kill someone. It does remind me a lot of a firearm. There are certain rules that you have to follow at all times when you have a firearm. You can't be pointing it at people. And that goes with any other dangerous thing. Like, you have to be aware of what you're doing. because any small slip up could lead to someone losing their life.
So what we have learned in this chapter is that the children are more aware of the weapons around them than the adults are, perhaps?
I guess so.
Indy said in the last chapter that she imagined Frostpine in the little wives dress or whatever. Well, in this chapter, he says, that's a pirate scout vessel, or I'm a dancing girl. So now I'm envisioning it, this big burly man in a dancing girl's outfit.
Also, nails. I think this is my new swear word, along with cat dirt.
Cat dirt, cat dirt, cat dirt.
There are a few things that I disliked about this chapter, where Tamara Pierce decides to explain all these little things, these thieves can't. Like, kid is a word for child. Like, no shit, you don't say.
Oh, I cringed audibly when Dedicate Crane was brought up.
For three. Where we cry. This is my favorite part of this episode. This part is for Brittany and Goodwin. This is where I give you three words about Dodge's book. And you tell me what you think is going to happen. So your three words are fire, tradition, and roses.
So I think Daja is going to learn that she is a firebender, yes, and she's actually the Avatar.
Yes!
She's going to have to go against all the traditions of her family. And, yes! And Roses is the name of their new animal companion.
No.
As to what this animal companion is?
I think the Shakan gets a girlfriend.
The next book is called Magic Steps. It's like not named after one of the characters. And we've been through all four, so who knows who it focuses on. So anyway.
I have a prediction.
Your three words are revenge, dancing, and drugs.
I am getting fantasy Footloose vibes.
Yes! Now that he said dance, magic, thinking Bowie.
Bowie was one of the students.
The what?
No, Jareth. Jareth is one of the students.
Yeah, not Bowie. Jareth. The students, so the four kids are walking Little Bear and he chases a mouse into a cave. And then the cave turns out to be a portal to
the underground.
To where?
The underground.
Hell.
Yes, and then and that's where they meet the Goblin King, who at that point is just like, I don't know, the Goblin Prince. And they teach him dance magic.
You know what? That is not a crossover I thought I would be wanting, but I want this crossover.
So Truce's book in three words. Pirates. Family. Shriek.
I'm really glad you included that last.
I want to know your predictions for what you think will happen in the book, or even what you hope to happen. Because, as we all know, Brittany hopes that Kirrell will get killed by pirates.
Yes, that is her main wish.
I don't like that guy.
I should have asked him what he thinks of Kirrell.
We'll side note that. What do you
think? I think he's a jerk. I mean, like...
Spies and I are deathly curious about what y'all's Kirrell drama is, because we don't really understand.
Yeah, you sent us the questions and it was like, some of the hosts have very strong feelings about Kirrell. We might have to keep it quickly. And I was like, I love him. He's like Himbo Central. Like, thank you. Thank you. Yes, he just wants to do a good job and also like learn from Frostpine and take care of these kids that have a lot more magic than he does.
Brittany, Goodwin, would one of you like to explain?
He is objectively the worst character I have ever seen in the written language.
Yes.
And I mean that wholeheartedly and without reservation.
Like the way that
I'm going to need some more details.
Yeah. Like the way that he's written, or like the way that he interacts with the world.
He is just a terrible person, and I'm glad he's not real, or else I would punch him in the face.
Yes.
Literally, all their argument can be summed up.
Okay.
In the scene in which Daja grabs, what was
that
it?
Red hot iron.
Yeah.
And he like freaks
and
out
he
a little bit.
Flips the fuck out.
It's like, to be fair, I would too. Right? And be like, okay, this child just grabbed a red hot poker.
And their argument is, well, he works with Frostpine and he sees it all the time. Okay, but as stated in the book, he is possibly the best smith mage in the world and has this, just that's part of his magic. That's what he's capable of doing.
I just feel like, as a person who myself has in the moment failed to make a connection I should have been able to make, I don't think that is a reason to throw Kirill under the bus.
Okay.
I mean, I will say
counter.
That, like, you know.
Counterpoint, he is bad.
You keep saying that, and then you don't say anything after that, and so I'm not really following you.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. I suspect with a brand new invention, something. In the meantime. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know.
I don't know.
Turn out the lights.
And I'll grow.
To the extreme, I rock the mic like a vandal. Light up my stage and watch me jump like a candle. Dance. Garage speakers at boom. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best of the belly. Lover, leaver, you better make way. You better make bulls out of the kid. Don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while the DJ revolves.
I'm Astrum from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. I'm a huge Tamara Pierce fan. I'm 34. I've been a fan of Tamara since I was 13, so just over 15 years, I guess.
Wow, that's a long time.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool. Alana and Tammy's works just kind of made it easier for me to live. I would look at it and be like, if Alana can face the ordeal and go through everything to become a knight, then I can face whatever was in front of me. In a large way, Tamara's words and her world have cemented a lot of my blueprint. A major part of who I am comes from the Alana books, the Circle of Magic. In a way, Tamara raised me.
I also like that with Sandri's thread, that it becomes intertwined and it becomes a circle.
It's
a circle of magic.
It's a circle of magic.
Book series over. We said the title.
Yes.
Mic drop. We're done. Reading Circle Temple is produced by us, Molly,
Brittany,
Indy,
and Goodwin.
If you like listening, tell your friends about us.
If you don't like listening, tell your enemies.
Please tell us what you think of the Circle of Magic by emailing us at templeofreadingcircle@gmail.com or join our Reading Circle Temple Facebook group.
You can find more of Reading Circle Temple at readingcircletemple.com or find Reading Circle Temple on Tumblr.
And thanks to Yellow is for Happy for our artwork. You can find more of their artwork on Tumblr at yellowisforhappydraws or on Instagram at shannonanddraws.
Also, thanks to Brittany's brother, Thomas Stick, for our theme music. You can find more of his music by following Thomas Stick on SoundCloud.
Thanks to Tamara Pierce for writing The Circle of Magic. And thanks to you for listening.
Let's all have coffee next week. Everyone has magic. If you like Harry Potter, you like fantasy, read this series. Everyone has magic.
Everyone has magic.
Everyone has magic.
Everyone has magic.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.